More troubles for Toyota.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Toyota, the Japanese automaker, has assigned a technical specialist to investigate the company's latest incident. A California police officer had to slow a runaway Toyota Prius that had reached 94 miles an hour on a freeway in San Diego County yesterday. Now, the timing couldn't have been worse for Toyota. The company held a press conference yesterday to rebut an ABC News story that allegedly shows how miswiring can cause unintended acceleration. Marketplace's Elisa Roth is with us live from our New York studio, which has some construction going on this morning. Good morning, Elisa.
Good morning.
So Toyota keeps saying that it's solved the problems, but if the Highway Patrol is having to rescue a Prius driver off the freeway, is that really true?
You know, not to defend Toyota here, but regardless of what's happened until now, there's no doubt that at this point, Toyota is trying its best to resolve these problems. It's also worth reiterating here that when you consider the number of reported incidents and the number of deaths attributed to them, unintended acceleration is still a pretty rare occurrence.
Okay, but there are reports, including this university professor, who says it's an electronics problem. Is that the case?
From the beginning, Toyota's denied that this was an electronics problem. That's something that the investigations, you know, may prove right or wrong. In any case, the professor that ABC talked to said he managed to rewire the circuits in a way that made the car accelerate very quickly. And yesterday, Toyota held this press conference to refute those claims. Here's an engineering expert Toyota brought out to support its response to the ABC News story.
It requires cutting of the insulation on the wires to access the conductors. It requires yet another short circuit. And then above and beyond all that, they all have to happen in a specific sequence.
And Toyota also said that you could manipulate any car from any maker to do this.
Marketplace's Elisa Roth, who covers the car industry for us, reporting from New York. Elisa, thanks.
You're welcome.
Let's check the numbers. European shares are lower right now, 0.5% or less. In Asia today, not much movement. Shares closed higher in Shanghai and Hong Kong, barely. Down slightly in Tokyo. And the NASDAQ yesterday on Wall Street added 0.25%, but markets were pretty much mixed. The S&P was flat. The Dow lost about 13 points yesterday, closing at 10,552. The Senate continues debate over financial regulatory reform. Now we're getting a clearer picture of how the Federal Reserve would play into any proposed legislation. The House passed its own version of financial reform late last year, and anything that comes out of the Senate will have to be reconciled with this bill from the House. Representative Barney Frank is chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. He's with us live from Washington. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning.
We've been hearing about the debate over giving the Fed more authority over these large banks, the really big ones. Is that appropriate, given the Fed's role in parts of the crisis itself?
Well, if you were going to say that no one should have authority over the financial system who hasn't done it well, we would have no authority over anybody. When you talk about giving authority here based on past records, you have to invoke the wisdom of an old philosopher named Henny Youngman compared to what? I do think that the Federal Reserve makes the most sense to continue to do the big banks, but it wouldn't be new power. The new power would go to a council of financial regulators, all of the regulators, who will be charged in both bills with monitoring things to see that nothing gets out of whack. What the Senate had been proposing to some extent, which seemed to be very much a mistake, was to enhance the Fed's powers in consumer areas. The Federal Reserve, over the years, was given the major power to be the consumer regulator. It's done that job worse than anything else it's done. And in the House, we pushed for an independent consumer regulator. There's been talk in the Senate of subordinating that to...
Yeah, I mean, how do you reconcile, Congressman, if the Senate version doesn't include the consumer financial protection?
Well, we've been doing that for 200 years in America because the founders set up, you know, we have in America the only genuinely bicameral legislature. And I have a proposal here. We used to have, and I'm going to insist on it again, people who want to open this, a House-Senate conference. The House has passed, I think, a pretty good bill. The Senate, I know Senator Dodd has similar views, but he may have to concede too much to the Republicans in weakening it. I am going to insist on a House-Senate conference. We will sit there, a certain number of House members, a certain number of Senate members. I assume C-SPAN will be there, and we will negotiate this out. And the way it works in the American system, given that two independent legislative bodies, somebody's going to have to compromise. And I understand that we can't get everything we want, but we're not going to submit to any substantial weakening of the fiduciary responsibility for brokers or of the independence of a consumer agency.
All right. Congressman Barney Frank joining us from Washington. Congressman, thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mass Mutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information is at massmutual.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents, offering a choice of companies and coverage. You can find a local agent at 1-800-WE-INSURE.
The country of Greece desperately needs $25 billion or more to make payments on its debts. The Prime Minister, George Papandreou, has already toured the capitals of Europe seeking help. Today he's in Washington to see what President Obama might be willing to do to help. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
If Greece can't meet its debt obligations, investors would begin to wonder whether any country with red ink, including the U.S., is safe. That's why the U.S. has a stake in the early resolution of Greece's debt crisis. But Rob Duggar, the managing partner of Hanover Investment Group, says as a full member of the European Single Currency Zone, Greece has no business asking for U.S. help.
It would be very much like if Arnold Schwarzenegger went to Europe and asked, please help California. The Europeans would say, Governor Schwarzenegger, we have every sympathy for you, but we're helping work on Greece. You need to get the United States to help you work on your problems.
If he can't get help, Papandreou could turn to the International Monetary Fund for a loan, an embarrassing admission of failure for a Eurozone member. But a stop at IMF headquarters is not on the Prime Minister's agenda. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
And finally, a New Zealand woman sold two glass vials of ghosts for $2,000 in an online auction. Avi Woodbury says she captured the spirits at a recent exorcism. She says she wants the proceeds to go to the SPCA, the Cruelty to Animals organization, but she's got to pay the exorcist first. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.